What does Jehovah require? Many questions such as this have been asked over the centuries. In Israel's history, Jehovah revealed the following through the prophet Micah. Hear ye now what Jehovah saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear, O ye mountains, Jehovah's controversy, and ye enduring foundations of the earth. For Jehovah hath a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of bondage. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. Remember from Chittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteous acts of Jehovah. Wherewith shall I come before Jehovah, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Jehovah be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Jehovah require of thee but to do justly and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. Micah 6:1-8. This question posed to Israel is as relevant today as it was in the days of Micah. Let us consider the answer. To do justly. Justice requires more than kindness. Defined, justice is a verdict, pronounced judicially, a sentence or formal decree, divine law, including the act, the place, the suit, the crime, and the punishment. To do justly will require an individual to actively oppose an adversary. A wicked man receiveth a bribe out of the bosom to pervert the way of justice. Proverbs 17:23. To love kindness. Kindness is an active quality, as stated by Solomon, saying, "A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel." Proverbs 12:10. Thus, kindness should be actively pursued. Let not kindness and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tablets of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3:3-4. To walk humbly with thy God. Humbly defined is to act submissively. The Apostle Peter said, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he careth for you." 1 Peter 5:6. To walk humbly with God is to recognize one's station as the created, not the creator, and to act accordingly. Do you walk humbly before thy God? If you knew where to find the mind of God, would you seek it? If you knew what God wanted you to do, would you do it? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate." Jeremiah 44:1-4.